dancing with the stars, and I'm shot by your beauty. Yeah, your aroma, your sweet smell, you know it transports me. Your smile, oh, your smile, your smile between my lines. Your look, it makes me talk to Saturn. Yes, it does. Oh, let me navigate, yeah. Deep on the inside, yeah. Taking care of your skin, yeah. Oh, a deep kisses. Oh, dancing with the stars reflect your beauty. Dancing with the stars reflect,
yes it does,
your beauty. Well, your natural way, it makes my head explode, yeah.
Your natural way, your natural way.
Julian Taylor and Start. And before that, we heard I Will Sing, both taken from his new CD, Blues Friends. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let us take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects. We'll start with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week, today being the 17th of April. And we have a birthday for Sam Carr from the Jelly Roll Kings, born 1926 in Marianna, Arkansas. Rock producer Don Kirshner, born 1934 in the Bronx. Jean-Jacques Milteau, born 1950 in Paris. Lonnie Shields, born 1956 in West Helena, Arkansas. Byther Smith, born 1933 in Monticello, Mississippi. And today marks the passing of, well, Eddie Cochran, one of the greats, you know him, of course, from the original Summertime Blues. Died in 1960. He was only 21 years old when he died in a traffic accident in England. Also in the car were songwriter Sharon Shealy and singer Gene Vincent, another legend of rock and roll. He survived, but he also got injuries that would end up shortening his career and affecting him for the rest of his life. The driver, a gentleman by the name of George Martin, was convicted of dangerous driving and ended up doing 6 months in jail. Also, on this day in 1983, Felix Pappalardi was killed. He was 43 years old. He was killed when he was shot by his wife, Gail. She was charged with second-degree murder. She claimed it was an accident and ended up being found guilty of criminally negligent homicide. Sentenced to 16 months to 4 years in prison, was released on parole in April of 1985. And that happened in 1983, so she got off pretty early. Let's see. Earl King also passed on his day. You know him, of course, from the tune Come On that was covered by Jimi Hendrix. He passed in 2003. He was 69 years old. At least there's, you know, the tragic part of it is, you know, 69 is not that old. Let's see. On the 18th now, birthday for Clarence Gatemouth Brown, born 1924 in Vinton, Louisiana. Guitarist and fiddler and all-around great musician. As he said, born in Louisiana, raised up on the Texas side. Influenced on a lot of people. He influenced Albert Collins and Johnny Copeland and Johnny Guitar Watson. He's won several W.C. Handy Awards, and it's flows easily between blues and jazz and rock, and even did a little country with Roy Clark on an album. Let's see. Also this day on the 18th, Pigmeat Markham, born 1904 in Durham, North Carolina. Pianist little brother Montgomery, born 1906 in Kentwood, Louisiana. Tommy Shannon from Double Trouble, played bass, born 1947 in Tucson, Arizona. And the 18th marks the passing just last year of a great harmonicist, Mr. Paul Auscher. He had just put out a CD not long before that either. He was 74 years old. Let's see, on the 19th, birthday for B. Houston, great guitar player, our Hooli recording artist, and played behind Big Mama Thornton, born 1938, down in San Antonio, Texas. Alexis Corner from Blues Incorporated, born 1928. He was actually born in Paris, even though he's a godfather of British blues. And the 19th marks the passing of Larry Davis. We caught him here, I think, in Blues 91. He wrote Texas Flood, among others. He passed in 1994. He was 57 years old. Levon Helm passed on the 19th as well. In 2012, he was 71. Pianist and chess recording artist Willie Maybon passed in 1985. He was 59 years old. Moving to the 20th, the birthday for Johnny Fuller. You know him from the song Haunted House. Born 1929 in Edwards, Mississippi. Another harmonicist, Gary Primich, born 1958 down in Chicago. And the 20th marks the passing of Johnny Shines in 1992. He was supposed to be here for Blues 92, and he passed away just like the day before or something. He was 76 years old. Artie Blues Boy White also passed on that day, and I don't have an age for him. Let's move to the 21st birthday for Bill Gaither, great guitar player, Decca recording artist, born 1910 in Belmont, Kentucky. Jazz guitarist Mundell Lowe, born 1922 in Laurel, Mississippi. Doug McLeod, born 1946 down in New York City. And Cyril Pāinui of the Pāinui Brothers. You know him from probably some, if you're not into Hawaiian Slacky, you might know him from Ry Cooter's Chicken Skin recordings. Born 1950 in Hawaii. And his 21st March of passing, another great guitarist, Earl Hooker, passed in 1970. He was 40 years old. He died from complications from tuberculosis. Nina Simone also passed on that day in 2003. She was 70. On 22nd birthday for Charles Mingus, born 1922 in Arizona. Gabby Pāinui's birthday, born 1922, also in Hawaii. George Harmonica Smith, born 1924 in Helena, Arkansas. And on the 22nd is when Irving Ashby passed away. He was Nat King Cole's guitar player for a long time. A classic early jazz player, one of the fathers of jazz guitar, I would say. Passed in 1987. He was 66 years old. Earl Father Hines, another great pianist, passed in 1983. He was 79. And the Reverend Louis Overstreet passed in 1980 at the age of 59. On the 23rd, birthday for John Mays, you know him from Fathead, born 1941 in Dawson, Georgia. Roy Orbison, born 1936 in Vernon, Texas. Calvin Owens, a trumpeter who used to lead B.B. King's band, born 1929 in Houston, Texas. And the 23rd marks the passing of guitarist Clarence Holloman, played with Bobby Bland and Carol Fran, passed in 2000 at the age of 62. And Lonesome Sundown, Excello recording artist, passed in 1995 at the age of 66. Other events from the week, let's see, we've got on the 17th, on this day in 1955, was when Fats Domino's Ain't That a Shame was released on the Imperial label. Also, here's a good one, 1964, as part of an ongoing investigation into the supposed lewd song, the FBI's Washington lab reported that it could not determine the exact lyrics of Louie Louie. Even the singer, I think, said that he couldn't remember exactly what he said. Or at least that's the story he's sticking to. Let's see. They had to drop the charge that it was a lewd song because they couldn't figure it out. 18th of April, 1936, Red Nelson recorded What a Time I'm Having off the Soldier's Bonus, and Empty Bed Blues did that for Decca Records in Chicago. 19th of April, 1925, a band that called itself the Cotton Pickers recorded Down and Out Blues for Brunswick Records. And they used, in fact, the Cotton Pickers were an assortment of white musicians. They marketed them as if they were black to cash in on the popularity of authentic blues recordings. Yeah. 19th of April, 1965, John Jackson recorded 40 songs for Chris Strachwitz in Fairfax, Virginia. And some of those were chosen to form his debut album, Country Blues and Dances. It was the 20th of April in 1966 that Albert King was in the studio backed by Booker T and the MGs, and he recorded a minor key number called Laundromat Blues. And the flip side was Overall Junction. Or at least that was also recorded on the same day. Let's see, 21st of April, 1960, Dick Clark described as at that time the single most influential person in the pop music business, testified before a congressional committee looking into payola, and he admitted that he had a financial interest in 27% of the records that he played on his show in a 28-month period. Let's see, the 23rd of April, 1955, Ray Charles was back in Georgia long enough to record Drowning My Own Tears and Hallelujah, I Love Her So. And that day, Ray also recorded the gospel tune Fool for You, which eventually reached number one on the R&B charts. There's one other item from today, and that is also on this very day, the 17th of April, back in 1952. Howlin' Wolf was in the studio with James Cotton and Willie Johnson, and he recorded a couple of tunes. He did Saddle My Pony, That's All Right, and he did this track, Bluebird.
Bluebird, Bluebird, I want you to take a minute down south for me. I want you to take a minute down south for me. me.
Ever since I come in town, I've been your doggone chump ever since I come in town. But you got so slick you done tore your good thing down. If you don't know what you're doing, stop and ask somebody who knows. If you don't know what you're doing, stop and ask somebody who knows. From door to door won't have changed.
since you've been gone, I guess I'll try. My pouring tears are running wild. If you don't think you'll be home soon, I guess I'll drive. On earth to me, they were
meeting kind of fun. Then somebody's got to pay.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Hey, this is Reverend Freechild, and you're listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3.
Come along one summer day, my baby left me, she gonna stay. I don't worry, I'm sitting on top of you. Nina, come running, throwing up your hand. I got myself a woman, you better go and get yourself a man. For now she gone, and I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of her. Day, I didn't know your name. Why should I worry? I know it's all in vain. Now she gone, and I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the morning, about to break a day. My baby left here. She said she's gonna stay. And now she's gone. And I don't worry. Sitting on top of the bed.
never tried to wash unless I used soap and blew it. I never tried to treat a monkey unless I knew what I was doing. I'm gonna stick to you, baby. I'm gonna stick to you, baby. I'm gonna stick to you, baby, 'cause nobody else could do. You can pick your cotton, pull your comb.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Caribbean Food Factory is available for all your special occasions. Come get a taste of authentic Jamaican cuisine prepared by none other than Montreal's top chef, Lloydie. You can also come sample our homemade natural juices. You can pick up, you can dine in, or you can also have it delivered directly to your home by Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats. We also offer catering and hall rentals for all your special occasions. Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve West on the corner of the Carrick. You can link us 514-481-2444 by email at foodfactorycaribbean@gmail.com.
Hello, this is Victor Wainwright, and you are listening to one of my favorite programs, Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and also CKUT.ca.
Yeah, this is Watermelon Slim. Muddy, John Lee, and Wolf told me to tell you, get your picks for the Lowdown Dirty Blues right here.
Say, woman, the sun is shining. Where you been?
Now, you don't know who you're messing with. I'll tell you where I've been. I went down to the landlord, 'cause I didn't have the rent. I went down to the pawn shop, 'cause I didn't have a cent. I went to see the butcher. He put my meat on the grill, yeah. I went down to the dentist, 'cause I like the way he drills. I went down to see the train man, 'cause he let me ride all night. I went down to see the preacher, 'cause he made me see the light. I went down to the gas station. You know that guy can really pump. And you know it made me realize you're the chump that I must bump. You know I'm a dirty dealing mama. And I always play to win. Don't you ask me where I'm going. And don't you ask me where I've been. Don't you ever do that to me. I went down to the tailor. He gave me a streamlined fit. I went down to see the gambler, 'cause you know he had one hot tip. I went down to see the barber, 'cause he's a master with a trim. I went to see the bartender, 'cause he filled me to the brim. Yeah, and I'm a dirty dealing mama. Don't you ask me where I've been. Oh, no, 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 no. I went to see the doctor, and he knows just where it hurts. I went to see the gardener. I let him play in all my dirt. I went to see the policeman. His gun didn't ever miss. I went to see the fireman. He had to put out some of this. I went to see the electrician. He knows where to put the plug. I went to see the carpet man. I let him hammer down my rug. I went to see the plumber. I like the way he lays his pipes. I went to see your best friend. I'm going back tomorrow night. Yes, I'm a dirty dealing mama. And you're a dirty dealing man. Cause you know what? I'm a low-down, dirty, cheating mama, and I always play to win. Now you don't know who you mess with. And you low-down, you won't get a job. I go out and work every day, and I'm getting tired of you.
And that was Paul Auster from his final CD, Cool Cat, and his reimagining or re-recording of Dirty Dealin' Mama, and he brought along Miss Lavelle White to help him on that one. Then we went back to 1966 for a tune recorded during this week back in that year. And Albert King from King of the Blues Guitar, we heard Overall Junction. I went back to 1959 for a Lonesome Sundown, a nice little rocker from him called Gonna Stick to You Baby. And I got that from a compilation called Louisiana Swamp Blues on Flyrite Records. We went to Earl Hooker before that and a little instrumental called Blue Guitar from 1961. We had a 1972 recording of Johnny Shines. I know it sounds older than that, but it's 1972. And I'll tell you, if you want to dabble in some slide guitar, just tune your guitar up to a standard, to an open G. And that's a great tune to work on. It's nothing complicated. You can find all those notes pretty easily. He doesn't really whip around a lot. It's really nice. Let's see. Willie Maybaum before that from Chicago Blues of the 1960s. And we went to 1963 for Somebody Gotta Pay. We heard Ray Charles' original Drown in My Own Tears from 1955. Bill Gaither was also billed as Leroy's buddy from a CD called 1935 to 41. And we heard You Done Right Yourself. And we went back to 1952 to Howlin' Wolf in the studio on this very day back in 1952, along with Willie Johnson. And he recorded Bluebird. Hey, you want to get out and see some shows? Well, here's some things you could do if you want to get out. On Sundays, you have the Dimanche Rock and Roll at Lille Noire, just at 1649 Saint-Denis Street. And that's run by the École de Danse Jive Studio. Tomorrow, as I mentioned earlier when I played their CD, the two are going to be performing at Quai des Brumes at 4481 Saint-Denis Street, and that's tomorrow, 8:30 showtime. And a great duo, and they came all the way here from Europe, so maybe you can get in the metro and see her. Also tomorrow night, it's a special Hillbilly Night at the Wheel Club with a tribute to their founder, Bob Fuller, founder of Hillbilly Night, and this is going to be, it's going to be live and online, so you still get to see the live stream if you don't want to get out. But they are at 3373 Cavendish, and you're most certainly welcome to go there and see it live. Also, let's see, Tuesday, Swinging Tuesdays with Studio 88 Swing at Chez Ernest at 6596 Saint-Hubert, just above Boubien. Also Tuesday, Les Mardi Rock and Roll with DJ Tony B. Good are at Les Enfants de Rock at 1550 Avenue Mont-Royal Est. Wednesdays, Peter Micah is also doing a show besides his Facebook show on Sundays. He's got a show Wednesdays at 6 to 8:30 at Le Grand Lionel at 3234 Beaubien, just up by Saint-Michel. Thursday, you have an opportunity to catch Dawn Tyler Watson. Two opportunities this week, actually. Thursday, she'll be at Le Balcon. That's with the Ben Racine Band doing a full blues rock kind of thing. She's also going to be appearing at Upstairs the next night in a more jazzy setting. So two chances to see Dawn Tyler Watson this week. Also Thursday, live jazz with Melody and the Mellotones at the Brasserie de Barbière at 2137 Rosemont. Thursday, you also have Stardust Soiree at Chez Ernest with Emily Estrella and the Stardust Stompers. And On Thursday, they will also be having special guests at 10 o'clock. The Sugar Darlings will also be performing there. So I guess Emily Estrella does the early part of the show and then bring out the Sugar Darlings later. That's also it's also a swing night thing, I believe. Thursday, a big thing here for Lil Andy coming up. His album and novel launch, the complete recordings of Hezekiah Proctor, will be at La Salarosa at 4848 Boulevard Saint Laurent. And I understand his box set of his novel and album, and that is available or just becoming available now. It was in a couple of bookstores, I think, already. Let's see. Coming up on Friday, you have Mamadou Dembélé, and he calls it M-Day. He's a Malian, African mix of blues mandinga. And this is going to be taking place at the 5290 Chemin de Côte des Neiges. I think it's a cultural center. And, it's going to be on Friday. Also Friday, the Grunions will be doing their vinyl release party at Grumpy's. The vinyl of the album Starfish Prime. And they are going to be at 1242 Bishop. And what they say is a drum kit, a bass, a guitar, and a baritone sax. What more could you ask for? Oh, yeah, a vibraslap. And they call it surf fusion at its best. Also Friday, the Melodic Flat Sharp is going to be at La Brasserie at 2522 Beaubien. And Father and Son Blues on Friday at Studio 77, 271 Lakeshore in Pointe Claire. Paul Arthur Band back at Smoke Meat Pete on Saturday. They are on Il Perro. You can't miss them right off the Highway 20. You see it right there. Also Saturday, the Rezo Jets doing an album launch. This is going to be live at the Kale, Pub Zero Déchet, 6839 Saint-Hubert. And Saturday, homage to Johnny Cash. This is going to be at Billy Buck, and the Johnny Cash Machine is performing that. Billy Buck is at 3135 Masson out in Rosemont. Let's see, on the bar scene now, we have Bistro Jojo over on Saint-Denis Street. It's Sunday night, and it's the Messe Jojo with Marc Fecteau band in tonight. Monday, Freddie Freedom. Tuesday, Caleb Taylor. Wednesday, Marc Fecteau. Thursday, Freddie Freedom does the 5 à 9, followed by Joe Hell. Fridays, Dwayne Dixon. Saturday, David Segretti. And then Sunday, it's Joe Hell does the 5 à 9, followed by the Messe Jojo with David Segretti band. I mentioned upstairs earlier, they have a great show coming up this week. Wednesday and Thursday, they have Dave Young, Ulf Akanius, and Jim Dux is doing the music of Oscar Peterson. Ulf is just a wonderful guitar player, and they're all veterans of Oscar Peterson's groups. And so you can check that out. That's taking place two shows per night on Wednesday and Thursday at Upstairs Bar. And then on Friday, Don Tyler Watson will be in. And next week, Sean McPherson Band will be bringing you some blues in there on Thursday. Brutopia, 1219 Crescent. It's Sunday. What's this? Happy Hour Monday. Oh, no. Yeah, open mic thing. Monday is Trivia Night. Then let's see. Thursday, Head Over Heels. Friday, Doc Livingston Duo is going to be in. Saturday, Mike D. Ray Band. It comes back to open mic night again after that. Let's see, Barfly, it's Sunday night, so they have their traditional bluegrass night, hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietzma. Modavi, you get some blues in there on Tuesday and Wednesday with Dwayne Dixon. He's also in on Sundays. And Graham Chambers brings you some blues either Thursday or Friday. He's alternating on those days. So Diazones, once again, Kim Richardson is in with John Sadowy and Carl Soprana. Diazones is over at Saint-Denis Street, 4115A Saint-Denis, down in the basement. The Aquarium Cafe Bar on Saturday has the Ramblers in a duo format. That's Eric Ferran. And you can always catch him. He's just put his song out for free now. COVID Blues is available to you from his website, ericferran.ca. So you can go there and just log on and download his tune if he's giving that one away to you for free. House of Jazz in Laval, let's see, coming up next Saturday, Michelle Sweeney is in, and then Sunday, Snooks to Alston's going to be in. There are some jam nights and open mic nights as well. How about this? You got on Sundays, you have Brutopia, 1219 Crescent. Bar de Courcelles has their Sunday night open mic as well, 4685 Notre Dame at the corner of De Courcelles. Billy Buck has a Les Dimanches open jam as well from 5 to 11 at 3135 Masson. There's an open mic at Barflies on Tuesdays, and that's 4062 A Saint Laurent. You have to put your name on the list if you want to get up and play. Let's see, Wednesdays. Wednesday, Duffy's Bar, 1060 Heron Road in Dorval has a jam as well. I don't know who the host is going to be this week. I haven't seen that listed anywhere. Barbiere, open mic, Brasserie de Barbiere, 2137 Rosemont, also on Wednesdays from 8 to 2 a.m. Thursdays, Mariposa, the cafe at 5434 Closing Luke Road. They have their the open mic as well. And you get there by 6 o'clock. They draw names at 6:25, so you got to get your name in the hat early for that one. Coming up on Thursday is the monthly open mic jam hosted by Leo Lepore at the Wheel Club on Cavendish. The Atlantic Pub and Eatery in Alexandria has an open mic on Thursdays as well, and they provide all the back line, and they are at 36 McDougal Street East in Alexandria. Fridays, of course, Brasserie Lunique has their blues jam night, and this week you'll see the Lowdown Blues Experience is hosting the jam at the Lunique. They are at 805 Boulevard de Carry in Ville Saint Laurent. And you have the Phoenix Friday Night Jams out at the St. Anne de Bellevue at the Canal. So you can look that up for you. I'll put the their Facebook posting up on there, and you can check that out. I'll leave you here with a taste of Dawn Tyler Watson. As I mentioned, you can get two shots to see her this week. She'll be Thursday at Le Balcon in her with Ben Racine and doing the whole blues blues rock kind of thing. And then on Friday, she'll be at Upstairs in a jazzier frame of mind. So two chances to see her here. I'm going to leave you here with some Dawn Tyler from her CD Mad Love. This is This and That. Have yourselves a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Monday night.
And we'll be itching for some more. Yes, if I give you some of this, boy, you better give me some of that. I'm a 50-50 lover. What a give, I got to get right back. Well, it ain't no big thing. Now it's kind of dumb. Hey, it's just a little bit of this and a whole lot of that.
Yeah. Ill Groove Garden.
Take your breath in. And get ready. To exhale the week. With Ill Groove Garden. One, two, one, two. Welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. It's I, the capital Z-I-B, Steven Ziploc Hennessy, representing for the crew, including DJ Blast, who's going to kick it off, myself with a 20-minute set. Then ending it off is my man, DJ Mystical Flex. To mark your calendar date, it is Sunday, April the 17th, 2022, and that is Easter weekend right here in Montreal. Got a little bit cold today, man. I think I might have even seen snow, but listen, if you get out, enjoy it. Listen, it's better times ahead. We in spring. We're heading towards summer. We got lots of things coming up in the future. We got West Haven's 50th anniversary. We got a fundraiser going on for that to renew our center. So come and support. You get at that, most definitely. And, yeah, we're just keeping the vibe alive. We got DJ Blaster up in Tremblant having a good time. We got Mystical Flex representing on the Twitch and everywhere else. DJ Blaster, noontime vibes always going on Twitch. So go out there and support. And, again, thank you for all the donors for our funding drive right here on CKUT. If you missed it, if you still did not donate, definitely www.ckut.ca.
You're listening to Ill Groove.